The Tale by Joseph Conrad. Outside the large single window, the crepuscular light was dying out slowly in a great square gleam without colour, framed rigidly in the gathering shades of the room. It was a long room. The irresistible tide of the night ran into the most distant part of it, where the whispering of a man's voice, passionately interrupted and passionately renewed, seemed to plead against the answering murmurs of infinite sadness. At last, no answering murmur came. His movement when he rose slowly from his knees by the side of the deep, shadowy couch, holding the shadowy suggestion of a reclining woman, revealed him tall under the low ceiling and sombre all over, except for the crude discord of the white collar under the shape of his head and the faint minute spark of a brass button here and there on his uniform. He stood over her a moment, masculine and mysterious in his immobility, before he sat down on a chair nearby. He could only see the faint oval of her upturned face and extended on her black dress, her pale hands, a moment before abandoned to his kisses, and now as if too weary to move. He dared not make a sound, shrinking as a man would do from the prosaic necessities of existence. As usual, it was the woman who had the courage. Her voice was heard first, almost conventional, while her being vibrated yet with conflicting emotions. "Tell me something," she said. The darkness hid his surprise and then his smile. Had he not just said to her everything that was worth saying in the world, and that not for the first time? "What am I to tell you?" he asked, in a voice creditably steady. He was beginning to feel grateful to her for that something final in her tone which had eased the strain. "Why not tell me a tale?" "A tale?" He was really amazed. "Yes, why not?" These words came with a slight petulance, the hint of a loved woman's capricious will, which is capricious only because it feels itself to be a law, embarrassing sometimes, and always difficult to elude.